Chovos Halvavos, page Vav. The fifth line on page Vav. So he went through the logical arguments that there is a Chovos Halvavos, that there's a way to serve Hashem with your mind, and logically it's a fundamental Chova. Okay, he went through many psukim, and you really have to think about the psukim that he brings down. The psukim keep talking about lev, and there's many mitzvahs that are chovos halvavos in and of themselves. He finally sums it up with the all-encompassing pasuk that he brings down. It's on the top of page Vav, right? Ki korav elecha adover ma'od, and it's really talking about kol haTorah kula. It's talking about avodas Hashem. That's really the fundamental base. I mean, we talk about the 9 days. And here's a perfect example that the Chovos Halvavos would say that if you go through your life not taking a bath or a shower the 9 days, not doing laundry, but you never think about the Beis Hamikdash or any feeling of Avelus, you've essentially wasted your time. It would be worse if you'd violate the din. Make no mistake about it. Then it would be worse. But you're essentially wasting your time. That's the Chovos Halvavos would say that. And we're learning that safer now. So he says you're wasting your time. Because what's the point? There's no point. It's a Chovos Halvavos, really. Avelus is a Chovos Halvavos. You know, everything really is. You think about Shabbos, you think about mezuzah and tefillin. Everything really, well, that's his point. Now he moves into Torah Sheba'al Peh on the fifth line. The Chashen is Barerli. And again, he's giving us really the odyssey of what made him decide to write this Sefer. The Chashen is Barerli, Chi of Mitzvah Salvavos, we say the Torah Hashem. Once I realize that Torah Sheba'al is full of Chovos Halvavos, and again, his puzzlement is that there were already Sforim written in his time that detailed the mitzvahs. Maybe the Rif he's talking about also. The Rif was written already, probably, and there were even a Shtikol Chuvos for him, he says. And nobody talked about Chovos Halvavos. Everybody's talking about what he calls Chovos Haivarim. So, like, why? Let's see. Okay, so Abad Tzachiyav, logically, and in Torah Shemiksav. Chokarti Olav Sayyid Mitzad Mesiris Kabbalah Kadmonenu Aleyam Hasholem. Maybe it's not in Torah Shabbal Peh. I don't know, so people are afraid if they make a sefer on it, they'll be called Karo. I don't know. Umitzalsiv Mefurish, but I went through Torah Sheba'al Peh, and I found it's explicit in Gemaras and Chazals. Umavur b'divrayim, and if you go through Gemaras, it's more clear in Divrei Chazal, more clear that, A, that there is a Chovos Halvavos, there's a way to serve Hashem with your mind, B, that it's fundamental to Avodas Hashem, more fundamental than Chovos Haivarim, it's Mefurash and Mevur B'divreihem, Yoser Me'asher Bakosov, more so than in the Pasuk, Uva Moskol, and more so than the compelling logic that he talked about. If you go through Gemaras, and I'll bring down a few of them now, it's even heavier, more intensely clear that's the name of the game. Miktsoso, some of it is Ba'ofan Klali, general statements. Gugain Omram, Rachmono Liba Boy, which actually doesn't say it. It says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Liba Boy. But Rachmono Liba Boy is one of those phrases that really don't exist. Don't do a search for it on the Bar Ilan, you're not going to find it. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it doesn't matter. Rachmono Liba Boy has become the...
Is it Rachmono Liba
Boy? Yeah, but it doesn't say that in the Gemara.
It
says, I think, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Liba Boy, something like that. Yeah, that's all. Liba Boy, you know what it says? There's a sif in Shulchan Aruch after the daily davening, and when you start your day, Shekol Ma'asov Yu L'Shem Shemayim. That's the context of the Gemara of Rachmona Liba Boy, is that everything you do, that everything, you know what it's talking about? It's talking about two huge Talmidei Chachomim. We learn it in the Nach Shia, good old Doeg and Achitofel, who maybe never even saw each other, but they're lumped together because they had the same problem, that they were both Gedolei Ador in Torah and Mushkosim in character, in midos, and in chodos haldavos. The context of the Gemara is that as great a Talmud Chacham as Achitofel, or maybe Doeg, was, but they were punished and they don't have a chayat olam haba. And in that context, the Gemara says, Liba boy. Their hearts wasn't, they weren't Abdei Hashem. They weren't Makabel, really, servitude to Hashem. They had their own agenda, and it definitely was not service of Hashem. And really, that's, you know, the Shulchan Aruch that says, it's really like what he's going to end up saying, it's really almost a pity, because it sounds heavy. Cholos Haldovos, wow, it's so hard. But Adaraba, in the Sefer, he's going to develop the idea of Kol Masav Yu L'Shem Shemayim, that with Cholos Haldovos, you eat anyway. You're eating breakfast anyway. You're eating lunch anyway. You're eating supper anyway. You're sleeping anyway. You're going to work anyway. You're doing all these things anyway. With one, like, just focusing and concentrating on Cholos Haldovos, that you're doing it because it's the Ratzon Hashem. That's all it takes. You can, anything in your life, you can turn into a mitzvah and a way of serving Hashem, all through the Cholos Haldovos aspect of concentrating that you're doing it L'Shem Shemayim. So it really has, you know, it's not just difficult and hard and makes not washing the 9 days meaningless. It has a good side too. It could turn your breakfast into Avodas Hashem, and your lunch, and you're going to work. That, it has that side of the coin also. Rachman Aliba boy, that's the Gemara. That needs no explanation. For Omram, actually, it should be spoken out. I mean, the Gemara is making a very specific point, which Echad Amar beEchad Amamid. The Chovos Ha'Ivorim, the Gemara is talking about Karbonos, but it's really saying that also. You know, you do what you can, and that's not really the main thing. It's not the main thing. The main thing is the Karbono. But Omram, now he goes into the Lavin, not the Asay. Liba ve'eno trace arsuri de chetoninu, that the, you know, chatoim, sins of the evorim start off as sins of the mind. And if your mind and heart, mind, we're saying it's the same thing, would be pure and wouldn't be full of junk, then perhaps you'd never get to the sins of the Avorim. That's what the Gemara is saying, that they are the ones that bring the Avorim to be Chote, if the lave is not there. Okay, so those are general statements. Umitzas mefurot, you have more specific statements, b'maseches Avos, shehen laharich bo, just open up a Pirkei Avos and you'll find it there. Umotzinu harbe mimenu, we find in Gemara, the teure halichosom, when the Gemara describes the actions, the hanhogos of Tanoam of Amoraim, Shanishmu Mehem Kashanishalu Bamehrachta Yomim, you go through those Gemaras, Bamehrachta Yomim, and they're describing Chovos Halavavos there, because they're describing going beyond the letter of the law, they're describing the spirit of the law. The spirit of the law is always Chovos Halavavos. The letter of the law could be Chovos Halavavos, it could be Chovos Ha'Ivorim. But when you're focused on the spirit, what we call the spirit of the law, that's always Chovos Halavavos, because that's what it means. The spirit of the law means what it's supposed to accomplish, what you're supposed to think about, how it's supposed to make an impression on you, how it's supposed to bring you closer to Hashem, how it's supposed to mold your character. So B'meh Arachta Yomim is like a huge list, I don't know, of 100 things, we'll say, in all the Gemaras. And inevitably, there's always something there that's a halacha, and Tosfos pops up and says, well, that's the big deal, that's a halacha, everybody does that. So that list of B'meh Arachta Yomim is a list of Chovos Halavavos. Now, he's finished really with Torah Shebal Peh. I want to finish the paragraph today. Well, I want to. Yeah, okay. And he makes like a U-turn back to the Torah, back to Torah Shebiksav. Ra'isi, he said, you know what I realized? Gam b'sefer Torah Hashem. He said, wait a second, let's look at the Torah. If you do an Avera Bishgaga, so you get off easy. You kill someone Bishgaga, you still killed someone, ain't a Chayav Misa. What's the difference between killing someone B'mezid and killing someone B'shogeg? The mind, the Kavana. Hashem doesn't hold you. You're not guilty. You're not that guilty if your mind wasn't there. But that means, like Leidachisa, we say, right? If you save someone's life and you didn't think about it, so you don't get schar. That's what he's saying. So look, you killed someone, ain't a Chayav Misa. If you do an bishgogo achas mi mitzvahs losas shenu chayav malei amachas mi arba mitzvahs al kores enu chayav alei mele oi chatos ayoshim b'levad kores misa. No, you go home scot free. Lamadnu mizeh ki ha'ikar b'chiyav ha'onesh. Why is Hashem punishing you? You're going to say because I was mechal Shabbos. That would not be a precise statement. If by the words because I was mechal Shabbos you mean because I did an act which was Chilul Shabbos, that is not a precisely correct statement. Because if you're Mechal Shabbos B'shogeg, you're also Mechal Shabbos. It's B'shituf HaLev HaGuf B'maisa. It's because you intended B'shituf. You Mechal Shabbos, and you intended to be Mechal Shabbos. You wanted to be Mechal Shabbos. The Chi of Misa, he's saying, is for both. It's not the Pshat. Now let's get Lumdish for a second. Excuse me. It's not the pshat you get misa for Chilul Shabbos for the action. This is what he's saying. You have to know if everybody would be maskim to this yourself. But he's saying it's not the pshat you get misa for the act of Chilul Shabbos and there's a tanai. There's a tanai that you have to do it b'mezid. He's not saying that. He's saying the chi of misa is for the sheet of halev agav b'maisa. Why is Hashem giving this guy misa? Because he intended to be mechal Shabbos and he carried it out. That's what he's saying. Asher lalei v'rei b'kabona v'asher l'guf v'rei b'tenua l'pula. He did it. You know, the kid comes home, he says, well, you know, Shmero wanted to hit me. His mother says, how do you know he wanted to hit me? Because he hit me. V'kach adobo v'bisho eisa mitzvah v'einu mechavin l'shem shemayim. This is what we talked about really last week. He's saying, if you do a mitzvah and you're not mechavin l'shem shemayim, she'einu mechavin l'lei aschar, period. So first of all, he's paskening mitzvah sichas kavana, which is not so bad because we pasken mitzvah sichas kavana. And we talked about last week what the Chovos Halvavos would say about the man diyomar mitzvah ein sichas kavana. Like, what would he say? He would have to write a whole new sefer. No. So we talked about that last week. The chivon shetzir hamaisa, the hinge. I think it means hinge. The hinge of the maisa, what soveve around, what makes it work, what makes it turn, what makes it meaningful. Ba'amudo, and its foundation. Bonui al kavonas halev v'hamatzpun, chiyuvi hi, Rabbi said, there's no eitzah. It's obligatory, shetei yediyas chovos halvavos adifa v'kodemes. It's more important to learn about chovos halvavos before we learn chovos leivarim. If you want to know how to put on tefillin, every 13-year-old gets a lesson in how to put on tefillin. But he doesn't get a lesson, or it's not as often that he gets a lesson in what he's supposed to think about when he puts on tefillin. That's what the Chovos Halvavos is screaming about. It's okay, it was 1,000 years ago. By now it's much better, right? Okay.